President Biden will speak on the Russian invasion into eastern Ukraine today. We'll have the latest on Western sanctions in response, plus live special coverage on many of these NPR news stations today at 1 p.m. Eastern time.
But first, the three white men who murdered Ahmaud Arbery are guilty of federal hate crimes. That is the verdict today from the federal jury in Brunswick, Georgia. There's been hearing evidence that the crime was racially motivated. Travis and Gregory McMichael and William Roddy Bryan chased Arbery down and killed him 2 years ago as he was running through a residential neighborhood. NPR's Debbie Elliott is with us now. Debbie, let's start off with the verdict. What exactly did the jury find?
They found the three men guilty on all of the charges they faced. This jury deliberated for a few hours yesterday and then came back for about an hour this morning before coming back. First, the men are guilty of violating Ahmaud Arbery's civil rights. This is the charge that's about the motivation behind the crime, that they targeted Arbery because he was black and deprived him of his right to use a public street. They're also guilty of attempted kidnapping for using pickup trucks to chase Arbery for 5 minutes through the Satilla Shores neighborhood and then cornering him. The McMichaels were also convicted for using firearms during a violent crime. Greg McMichael had used a revolver, and his son Travis, a pump-action shotgun. That's the weapon he used to kill Arbery.
And the verdict comes after about a week of testimony, some 20 witnesses. Can you recap the evidence in the case?
You know, the government very effectively used the defendant's own words, citing both digital evidence and conversations in which they used hateful racial slurs and associated black people with criminality. There was also a good bit of evidence that the McMichaels advocated vigilante justice, you know, taking the law into their own hands. Prosecutors said from the moment the McMichaels armed themselves and jumped in a truck to go after Arbery, and when Bryant saw the chase and joined in, they were acting on racist assumptions, racist resentment, and racist anger that had been building for years. The defense, on the other hand, presented only one witness and unsuccessfully argued that even though the men had had these vile racist views, that this wasn't about race, that this was simply a case of them being vigilant neighbors, that they were trying to catch up with Arbery and ask him questions because they had seen him on surveillance video in a house under construction, and they suspected, erroneously, that he had committed crimes in the neighborhood.
So what happens next?
Well, the judge gave the defendants a couple of weeks to file any appeals, and she will also have to schedule sentencing. They face up to life in prison on the federal hate crime charges. They've already been sentenced to life in prison on a state murder conviction. And Arbery's family has been adamant that they should serve out their terms there in a Georgia prison and not in a federal lockup where conditions might be more favorable. Still, the family wanted this federal hate crimes trial, as did activists in Brunswick. As painful, they said, as it was to hear, they wanted to shine a public light on the deep-seated racism at the heart of this crime. Attorney Ben Crump, who represents Arbery's family, said after the verdict today that the defendant's hate was revealed to the world and that this verdict can somehow help propel the fight for equal justice.
And beyond what Ben Crump said briefly, what has been the other reaction?
You know, there's been reaction both in Brunswick and outside. Civil rights attorney Al Sharpton today called it a historic and precedent-setting verdict and sends a signal to the federal government and police departments nationwide that even after you're convicted of state charges, you can be convicted of these racially motivated hate crimes. Attorney General Merrick Garland is speaking at this moment about the significance of this case. But perhaps most important, the voice in Brunswick outside the courthouse after this verdict was Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones. She called it a small sense of victory because they can never have victory when her son is dead. She said, quote, Ahmaud will continue to rest in peace, but now he will start to rest in power. You know, a verdict is symbolic this week. Tomorrow marks 2 years since Ahmaud Arbery was murdered.
NPR's Debbie Elliott, thank you very much.
You're welcome.